Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
TikTok, 6 o'clock hour of weekend kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Happy to welcome in now a man who's all about passion, energy, football. And when I hear him, just thinking Louisiana. Ed Ogeron, thank you so much for joining us. How's it going?
It's going great, guys. Sitting here in Miami Beach, fixing to watch the Tulane Green Wave whip UTSA, baby.
All right, Coach. And I know you – I know Tyler, he wants that pretty big, too. Get the tight ends involved. I told Coach Summerall, hey, you got to do it. He was like, Mike, what kind of deal you got? I said, man, I sort of know who the tight ends coach is a little bit. I told him, you got to throw the football more than tight end. He's like, I get it. He said, I kind of lost a train of thought on that a little bit. But, Coach, listen. We cleared the roads for you, just like when they had the 10.5 inches of snow at the house in February. So you can tell us, where are you going to coach next year?
You know, Mike, it's up in there. I really have not got a call, a serious call from anybody. You know, people ask me if I will go back to LSU. Of course, you know, they've got a call and want me. You know, there's a lot of jobs open, but I haven't got anything that you can say, hey, you know what? These guys want me for sure. Yeah.
Coach, I know you've had a long-term sort of relationship because you won the staff at USC together and then at Tennessee and then back to USC with Lane Kiffin. Your thoughts on the coaching job, what Lane has done at Ole Miss? It's really been remarkable. And I was telling this to Deuce, I thought what they did last week against Oklahoma, that may have been his best overall coaching job I've ever seen Lane do on both sides of the football.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mike. For him to win those 10-win seasons at Ole Miss and doing the job that he's doing, and personally, I know him well. His personal life, man, he's doing fantastic. And, you know, Lane's an excellent coach. You know, one thing about Lane is that on the field, he sees all 22, and it's in slow motion to him. You know, Mike, I was a lineman. I look at the lineman. Lane can know what everybody's doing, and you see how patient he is. He figures out what people are playing him, how he's playing him. He goes for the mismatch, and he goes for the juggler. He's a great coach.
Coach, what happened last weekend? Listen, Bum Phillips used to have a line about it. There's coaches that are hired and coaches that are fired. And he said, there ain't nothing in between. He said, either you hired or you fired. It's one of the two. And you saw what this LSU football team was like. And I think somewhere along the way, Brian Kelly sort of lost maybe the edge here. But when you look back at it, you brought it up about, okay, you were a Louisiana guy through and through. But if you don't win, you freaking unemployed. I mean, that's just the way it is in college football today.
Yeah.
And I had a coach tell me this. He said, Mike, what happened to James Franklin should send a shiver down every head coach in college football today. That you know what? You think you're safe, but you're not. This is about winning in big time money. And if you don't win, you ain't staying too long.
That ain't no question. There ain't no question. And listen, you know, when you take this job, you know the stakes are high. You know, and listen, Coach Kelly, I don't know what happened. I wasn't there. But you can see the team unraveling, Mike. It just wasn't LSU football. And you can see there was cracks. And you know, you got to have it together, man. And it just looked like this, the foundation was not built. And he did not connect with the people. And I think the players at the end were not all together.
You got also a long-term friendship, relationship, Frank Wilson. So if people don't know Frank, because, you know, Frank was a high school coach. He went to Nicholls State, high school coach, super successful. You sort of got him out of coaching retirement when you were at Ole Miss. You got him to go there, and then you guys went to Tennessee and certainly back at LSU, and then became a head coach at a couple of different places, UTSA and McNeese. So tell us the people that are listening that don't know a lot about Frank, a little bit about how he is. And I know one thing, he's Louisiana through and through.
Yeah. So, you know, Frank, first of all, he's a great man. You know, he coached my son, Cody. Frank and I are great friends. We've been together, but he is a tremendous, tremendous recruiter. I mean, maybe the best or one of the best recruiters that LSU has ever had. And he is also a great coach. But you know what? I listened to him talk. He's going to take – I saw all the players today at that practice. He's going to bring that team together. And as you know, Mike, you got to play together, man. What happened in that stadium, when I saw Texas A&M doing what they were doing after the game, it made me sick to my stomach. And I know it did for Frank and all the people that love LSU. So let's see what he's going to do. I think he's going to do a great job.
Coach, when – when you left, it was almost the start of all this transfer NIL sort of situation. And you and I have talked about this sort of off the air, but of what you told your sons, two of them at Miami of Florida and then Tyler's at Tulane, about, hey, if you don't kind of understand that this world's changing, you're going to be left behind. Your thoughts on how college football, in a real short period of time, has changed dramatically.
Yeah, you know, you got to jump on it. Hey, it's here. It's here to stay. Those that navigate through it and learn it the best will have success. Look at Vanderbilt. Look at that quarterback they got. Holy smoke. You know, look at the transfer portal and look at the people that are paying the right players. You know, you can say you have a big roster and you paid all this money, or you're paying the right players. But that still comes down to evaluation. That still comes down to coaching. And it still comes down to recruiting. Those things are still valuable on top of paying the players. And, Mike, can you imagine talking to 100 kids in your room and 80% of them recruited by your enemy? I mean, that's the hard thing for me.
That's unreal. But I was talking to Mason Smith during the summer, and he was like, man, Coach O would call me all kind of times, day, night. he was like, you know, but in today's world, man, you started to think about it. We didn't grow up with no cell phone, nothing like that. And you were a heavily recruited guy, but they came see you, so to speak. They came to South Lafourche, or you maybe took a trip. You knew where you wanted to go play, and that was at LSU initially, but man, today's a different world. And sort of tell everybody a little bit about the social media part of it, and also constant interaction with that recruit that you're trying to bring in.
You know that's why you see the recruiting departments, Mike, have grown. It's almost like a pro personnel department. You got to be on it, man. You got to be texting. You got to be doing social media stuff, whatever they do. I don't mess with it. I used to have guys give them my phone, and it's constant. If they don't hear from you two or three times a day, they think you don't want them. But also the personnel department, Mike, as you know, who's transferred, who's the next guy, where are they at? It's just like the free agency in the NFL.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coach, I know you're close to the Miami program. You coached Mario Cristobal when he was at Miami.
Yeah.
You have your two sons there coaching. But, man, they got a defensive lineman there, Reuben Bain Jr. Kind of tell everybody, because the Saints might have a pick high enough that they go after Bain. So you've got to see him up close and personal quite a bit. A little bit about Reuben.
Number one, great character, outstanding character. And, you know, Mike, in the NFL – you got to have your stuff together, man. You got to be a pro. You got to have great character. And you got to be in tune to what's going on to be a great pro. But this guy here is explosive, man. And they got to play it in. At first, I thought he should be playing defensive tackle. You know, but you know what, Mike? He is a left end in the NFL and maybe a three technique on pass rush. And he is a dominant football player.
Coach, this is a vivid memory for me, and everybody says, oh, about, you know, Coach O winning the national championship and that team. And you guys became the first billion-dollar team ever pieced together, which is unreal. But you know, when we grew up, man, if you had $1 million, man, you were unbelievably rich. Now, today, $1 million, what? Okay, yeah, you got a few dollars, but you ain't rich by any stretch. Now, $1 billion is a different story. But when I think about that season, Doug Mutaw always tells me, Mike, I've never seen you more excited is when LSU beats Alabama in Alabama in that unbelievable game. When you think about, I think there ended up being 68 players that were on those rosters that went on to the NFL. And he was like, you were so excited. And I said, I got an even better story. Bobby's dad. Mr. Bob, the Tuesday we do TV show, and man, he came up, gave me a big hug. He said, man, I'm so excited, because he said, baby, finally they beat Alabama. But kind of tell everybody a little bit about that rivalry. And I sent you a deal one time, O.J. Howard, who was a great player at Alabama and was first-round pick of the Buccaneers. And he was like, what's the NFL like? He said it was like playing LSU every week. Man, that was one hell of a rivalry with you guys.
Yeah. Well, you know, Mike, when you head coach at LSU and Nick Saban's over there winning all those championships, I didn't tell everybody, but I had to go work every day to beat him. You know, great recruiting and did it. And we 8 years we hadn't beat Alabama. Now, Mike, every 7-Eleven I went to, Coach, you got to beat Alabama. Everywhere I passed, Coach, you got to beat Alabama. Well, when we got on the plane, Joe Brady looked at me and said, Coach, I got him. And, Mike, I looked at Steve Ensmingham, I looked at Coach Robinson, I felt like I was going my pandas and we're going to kick some ass. I just knew we were going to kick ass. And for us to explode like we did, especially in the first half, and to have them like we had them, now we'll let them come back. But what a great game plan we had. What a great job by our players And I was just so happy for the state of Louisiana that we beat Alabama. After that game, I knew we had a chance for the national championship, but we had to beat them.
Coach, here's the crazy part. So the national championship game, man, they stick me and a couple other guys, and including Marlon Favorite, in a big group of guys. We surrounded by Clemson people. And, man, boy, they was hooting and hollering early on. So yeah. Favorite was, he's like, Mike, if we got a fight, the other guys that are around us, they ain't getting us out of here. It might be just you and I have to get us out. But by the end of the game, man, they were so great about, man, it's LSU unbelievable. They could not believe what they had witnessed out on that field with Jamar Chase and with Justin and with Joe and with Clyde and you know, and the defense. And you think about Patrick Queen. When he got brought in, he was a running back, and he ends up being this fantastic linebacker.
Exactly, and he did a great job. You know, the ATN boy was his friend, and he was on ATN like wide on rice all night, man. He had a great game. But, you know, Mike, as you remember, we shouldn't have took the penalty. They took a delay of game. We should have took it. It put them back 5 yards, and they punted, and they got us back. Backed up, we were like on the 2 or 3 yard line, and he was blitzing us, and I just remember the guy said, "Stay patient, let's get out in the field." And when we got in the field, we got one on one with Jamar Chase. It was all over the crime, big boy.
Hey, Coach, listen, I told you this before, and I mean it. College football is better with you in it, and I know next year somewhere you're going to be on those sidelines in college football raising hell with somebody, and I mean that. College football is better with you in it.
Thank you. It takes everybody, but, you know, I can bring that toughness and that enthusiasm and get these guys to play. So wherever I go, man, I'm going to be bringing it. Mike, remember now, I got 4 years of sitting on the beach, 4 years of jogging. I did all that stuff. Now I'm ready to go.
Listen, Bobby would be tonight, but, you know, he had to go watch Paul McCartney last night. So he needs a – how they call that in pro football? They give you a rest day, Steve?
Veterans Day of rest.
Oh, right. Yeah, they give him a personal day of rest. Yeah. So we had to let him rest today, Coach.
I bet that boy was entertaining last night.
When he was with T-Van and Andrea, so, you know, it was entertaining.
Yeah, no doubt. But look, guys, it's always good to be on the show and tell everybody in Louisiana I said hi. And I look forward to wherever I coach next year. It's going to be fun.
Love hearing from you, Coach Ogeron. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you, Coach.
Take care, guys. All right, man. Bye-bye.
National champion Ed Ogeron joining us here on Weekend Kickoff. And like you said, Mike, I don't know. I hear the guy. I get excited. I get amped up. And he just screams Louisiana to me, man.
Man, we had Warren Sapp on with us.
Yeah.
This was during a Super Bowl
appeal.
And was asking him about Coach O. And he was like, man, let me tell you, the games were easy. What toughest thing? Getting through an Ed Ogeron practice. He said, man, he drive you into the dirt. He said, man, we were praying to play for Saturday because it was almost like a day off in comparison to the practices. And when we get him back on, we'll let him tell us some stories about a guy he helped recruit and he coached at Miami of Florida, and he went on to a pretty good career. Dwayne Johnson, the Rock. And, boy, Coach O, he got some Rock stories. And The Rock came to one of the WrestleMania deals. He was telling the story about Coach O gave me the greatest life lesson I ever heard. He said, one day in practice, I was dragging, and he said he grabbed me and said, hey, Dwayne, either you play football or you go back wrestle like your daddy and your grandpa and your uncles.
Well, good advice from Coach O.
No, he said he really wanted me to play.
Yeah.
But he said that sort of motivated me a little bit and that sort of deal. But
and I know you said, too, before, like, wasn't The Rock, he stole a few quotes from Coach Ogeron.
No, The Rock stole everything from Coach O. No, Warren Sapp said, man, because, you know, they call him Dewey.
Yeah.
And he didn't say nothing at Miami of Florida. Nothing. And at first, Coach O made the comment to me, somebody's doing the talking for him. Because he never spoke like this. Well, Sapp said a very similar deal. And he said, talk about, you know, stick that thing sideways and everything else. And do you smell? And he said, I saw Ogeron stuff. He said he stole all of it. He said, I don't know if Coach O's getting a residual from it or not. But he said he stole all of that from Coach O.
Awesome stuff. Wish Coach O the best. Who knows? We'll see him, if not at LSU, in Louisiana somewhere soon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.